Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 17th of February. I'm your host, Paul White. We're about halfway through the week. It's Wednesday. That means check out our full-length study from the Book of John. We do a Tuesday night Bible study here in North Georgia, and we post that every Wednesday. If it's not up when you get to your podcast, if you're early to the podcast, some people hit the podcast real quick in the morning, then the video audio will not be up yet. It's usually up midday Eastern time as we sort of finalize the edit process and get it posted, but it's definitely up there by the afternoon. So I encourage you to go check it out, Studies in John. We are posting our fifth of the mini-series on resurrection. So this little segment that we're in dealing with the resurrection of Christ, if you are interested in our thoughts on resurrection, go back to number 125 and then all the way up through this one, 129, and continuing on into the next few weeks as well. I encourage you to check that out if you get the chance. We are in the middle, in this little run through the book of Jeremiah, we're in another little mini-series here, where for the last 2 days, we have spent time talking about what I call the four corners of the covenant. We dealt with the first two corners of this four-cornered building in the last two podcasts. We deal with the next two today and tomorrow. And these two corners come from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. If you are looking prophetically at this incident to be indicative of a time when every single person on the planet knows the Lord, then I don't think you're going to assume we are yet in the new covenant. But if you accept that this text is saying something else, it is saying that every single person will have the right to the knowledge of who the Lord is, from the lowest on the totem pole to the highest on the totem pole. They'll have the right and the authority to know God and to know who they are in God. Then you could admit that's what we have now, thus we must be living in the new covenant. Let me surmise that, just sum that up by saying this. These are prophecies of what's going to happen in the new covenant. If you take them literal, word for word literal, then you'll struggle to realize whether you're in the new covenant or not. Because this third one is that every man will know the Lord. I don't think God's prophesying of a time when the new covenant will be personified by everyone knowing the Lord. I think it's comparing the new covenant world to the old covenant world, where only the greatest at the top of the ladder got to know God. Remember, Jesus said that the least in the kingdom will be greater than John the Baptist. He's not trying to tear off our position. He's trying to remove the hierarchy. That in the new covenant, there is no hierarchy. There is no, this guy gets to know God, but this guy doesn't. And I call this third corner of the new covenant authority. What the new covenant provides is that everyone has the authority of the sons of God. John chapter 1 said, to those who believe on his name, he hath given them the right, or the authority in the Greek, to call themselves the sons of God. The difference in the new covenant and the old covenant is the old covenant had a hierarchical system of prophets, priests, kings. It had a Moses and an Aaron at the top, and those are some of the only names you know. And God reinforced it time and again that that was the way he was going to do it. He even reinforced it by making Aaron's rod bud almond branches as a way of showing all the other leaders of Israel that they were pseudo leaders at best. Aaron was God's choice. He was only going to use one natural priesthood. Well, the book of Hebrews says that the Aaron's rod that budded has been placed inside the Ark of the Covenant. And the Ark is another word for coffin. So I believe that God has taken Aaron's rod that budded and placed it inside the Ark because it's beneath the blood and you and I are in a new covenant. And that means that that old system of hierarchy is gone. We are no longer tiered into this one gets access to God, this one doesn't get access to God. No, we are all an equal footing because of the cross. One of the features of the new covenant is the equal footing aspect that we have because of what Jesus has done and who Jesus is. We can then take that part of that that corner of that covenant and realize that we have full authority in every capacity in which Jesus did, because he hath called us his friends and his brothers. To Mary Magdalene, outside of the tomb in John 20, he said, "Go tell my brothers that I am going to my God and their God, to my Father and their Father." It was the statement of ultimate equality. It was Jesus pulling all of us into the same place, that we are his brothers and that we, both him and us, have God and Father, and they are the same person. That we are an equal member of the family to the same full rights and authority that Jesus is an equal member of the family. Now remember, we're in Jeremiah 31, and that's prophetic of the new covenant. I take this thought as valid for us today because Hebrews does. Hebrews chapter 8 then repeats all of these terms of the covenant. This none shall teach you. And again, that's not to indicate that we don't need to learn some things. None shall teach you is that, again, there's not the position of hierarchy in the church. But listen to the context of the Hebrews 8 passage. If the first covenant had been faultless, then no, this verse 7 of Hebrews 8, then no place would have been sought for the second. And then he quotes Jeremiah 31. So the whole premise behind quoting the covenantal prophecy of Jeremiah 31 is that the author of Hebrews recognized that the old covenant had problems. And what are those problems? Well, I've always said we're the problem with the old covenant. But I think the fact that he says that means watch what the new covenant's going to do. It's going to fix the problems of the old covenant. Well, one of the problems of the old covenant was that first corner. And that first corner is direction. I'll write my laws on your heart and on your mind. One of the problems the old covenant has was it didn't internalize the barometer. It externalized it. That second one was security. One of the problems that the old covenant has is it could not make you eternally secure. You were as secure until the next sacrifice, but the new covenant takes care of that. And then ours today, which is authority. The old covenant excluded so many of Israel from having any authority in the face of God. They couldn't go to inside the temple. They couldn't have access to God. The new covenant remedied that problem. We'll look at what I call the fourth cornerstone of the covenant on tomorrow's podcast, and we'll show why the old covenant was deficient in that fourth category as well. You don't want to miss it. I'll see you then. God bless. I think that's great news. We'll go to the third corner of the covenant on tomorrow's podcast. I'll see you then. God bless.